We are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. President-elect Barack Obama has made no official cabinet appointments yet, but according to published reports, we could soon see Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State, as well as Eric Holder as the new Attorney General. On Wednesday, we learned that Obama's choice, apparently, for Secretary of Health and Human Services is longtime South Dakota Senator and one-time Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, who was defeated for re-election back in 2004, but he was a very active member of the Obama campaign for the past couple of years. So what kind of agenda would he bring to HHS, and what should his priorities be if, in fact, he is confirmed to that post? With me now to talk about it, Grace Marie Turner is president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy analysis organizations in the country. And Grace Marie, it's always great to have you with us.
Greg, thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
Most people remember Tom Daschle as kind of the Democratic leader in the Senate. That was his most prominent role. What sort of healthcare agenda and what sort of healthcare experience might make him a viable option for Secretary of Health and Human Services? And what kind of priorities does he bring to the job, do you think?
Well, you know, that is really interesting because he has not been somebody who has been front and center in talking about health reform over his career. I mean, certainly Senator Clinton and Senator Kennedy are very well known for having health care as really one of their primary issue areas. So even though Senator Daschle wrote a book that talked about his agenda for health care, it's not been something that as a legislative agenda he's really pushed, although he was, of course, very involved when Congress passed the Medicare Modernization Act that created a new Medicare prescription drug benefit. And he has been very opposed to bringing the private competition and consumer choice into the program that the Republican Congress and President Bush really insisted on in order to get that legislation through. That has really worked well for seniors. You have an 85% satisfaction rate. It's coming in at 40% below estimate the budget estimates as far as cost. Seniors have choices of numbers of plans, but it is really against the vision of the Democratic leadership, which really wanted a much more central, government-run, government decides what benefits are going to, what drugs are going to be available, how much is going to be paid for them, and really doesn't give consumers the kind of choice they have. So it's going to be very interesting to see whether or not he moves that agenda forward.
Of course, his main job is advancing the Barack Obama agenda, and we just heard his incoming chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel, who's going to have the job because that job doesn't require Senate confirmation, that health care is priority number one. And given the current numbers in Congress, and we still don't know how many senators in each party we're going to have because there's two races that are still undecided, what are we most likely going to be seeing offered forward here by the new Congress and the new administration here if, in fact, it is their first priority?
Well, you know, all of these plans have been developed at a time before the meltdown of Washington and the $700 billion bailout. So I think that it's very likely that there are a lot of them are going to have to be scaled back. There is an imperative. Congress has to act to revive and renew the State Children's Health Insurance Program. SCHIP expires on March 31st, so that's probably going to be a vehicle to move toward Barack Obama's promise of universal coverage for children. But I am really seeing a pretty interesting dynamic developing here where you've got a lot of senators who are wanting to take a leading role in this on this issue. Certainly Senator Kennedy, who's come back from Massachusetts truly from his sickbed to make sure that health care moves forward as a primary agenda. Chairman Baucus of the Senate Finance Committee issued his 89-page summary of the health reform agenda that he wants to promote. Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon, in conjunction with Republican Bob Bennett of Utah, have been working for several years to develop their agenda. And then, of course, Senator Clinton is going to, I'm sure, want to have a say in what happens on health care. So I think it's going to be very interesting to see Senator Daschle, who, of course, knows the Senate best, trying to figure out how to navigate all of these competing agendas and personalities and reconcile that with Senator Obama's, President-elect Obama's agenda to move forward with health reform. I think there's some pretty big egos involved here. It's going to really be interesting to see how he and Rahm Emanuel reconcile those.
That is definitely true. Grace Marie, unfortunately, our time is up, but we'll definitely be checking back in with you as this new administration gets settled and apparently is ready to move forward on health care reform. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Always a pleasure.
Grace Marie Turner is president of the Galen Institute. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of Radio America. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts, and a reminder to catch the best of Dateline Washington 24 hours a day through our website, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Please join me tomorrow at this time for Dateline Washington.